We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 5 of Joy. Today's title is Shout for Joy. C.S. Lewis said, "Praise is the mode of love which always has some element of joy in it." Our text today comes from Psalm 32, verse 11, and it says, "Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart." Today, let's be glad in the Lord and shout for joy. The word shout conjures up various thoughts. How often have we shouted in anger, shock, grief, or pain? In contrast, how often have we shouted to our Savior out of the overwhelming joy that He brings? It is easy to think of a shout as being, by its nature, intentional and volitional. We purposely force air out of our lungs through our vocal cords at the exact volume we want to produce. Many shouts are voluntary and can be controlled. However, some shouts can be involuntary. They are irrepressible impulses and responses that cannot be controlled. For example, if someone scares you, your shout could result from the overflow of your fear. May I suggest to you that reverent awe of God could elicit a similar uncontrollable response? For instance, consider the prophet Isaiah's encounter with God as recorded in Isaiah 6, 1 through 5. "It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim, each having six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. They were calling out to each other, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory.' Their voices shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire building was filled with smoke. Then I said, 'It's all over. I am doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among a people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies.'" When Isaiah encountered the Lord, he witnessed seraphim calling out to one another, "Holy, holy, holy." The word "called" is the Hebrew word for kara. It means to call out or cry out with a loud sound. These six-winged creatures shouted so loud that their voices shook the temple to its foundations. The word used to describe Isaiah's response can be translated as asserted and declared. So it seems that Isaiah's reaction also had come with some volume to it. Is it possible that neither these creatures nor Isaiah could control their response to encountering the presence of God? Notice the following scriptures and you will discover shouts that seem to be voluntary choices and others that appear to be uncontrollable responses. Psalm 66, verses 1 and 2, "Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name and give to Him glorious praise." Psalm 98, verse 4, "Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy." Psalm 100, verses 1 and 2, "Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy." Psalm 47:1, "Clap your hands, all peoples, shout to God with loud songs of joy." Isaiah 55:12, "For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Luke 19, verses 37 through 40, "As he was drawing near already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that he had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.'" Shouting for joy to the Lord is sometimes something you choose, and at other times, it's an uncontrollable response to experiencing His splendor. May you willfully shout your joy to the Lord, and may the goodness of God overwhelm you to a point that there are uncontainable outbursts of praise. So let's think about this today. What do you shout about, and who do you shout to the most? When was the last time you willfully shouted to the Lord in praise? When was the last time you encountered the Lord in such a way that you couldn't control your shout for joy? Would you pray with me? Father, we just shout for joy to you today. God, thank you for this uncontrollable joy that is inside of us as we read your word. Lord, may these scriptures cause us to cry out to you and say, thank you, Father, for the joy that you fill us with. You are so mighty. You are so holy. And I thank you, Father, for the promise of your word that brings joy in our lives. We love you, Father. Amen.